Hi, this is Kimberly Floyd with TakeBackYourTemple.com with your weight loss scripture for today. Day 6, Stay Qualified. Today's focus scripture is taken from 1 Corinthians 9:27, which reads, "But I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified." I've made up my mind that I want to be a super fit 50-year-old. Okay, so I have a few years before I reach that age, God willing, but there is no time like the present to get started. I think it will be a lot of fun to experience living in a super fit body at 50 and for a lifetime, so I am going for it. To go to the next level in my fitness, I joined a 2-week intensive exercise program at one of our local CrossFit gyms. Running, sprints, squats, box jumps, push-ups, pull-ups, military-type exercises. It is very hard. The exercises leave me sore and sweating buckets. But I do it because being fit and healthy is important to me. I do it because I want to stay qualified for my life's purpose, which is helping others get and stay healthy. I really like this statement that the owners of the CrossFit gym wrote about fitness. "Fitness is more than just a sculpted physique. It is a state of mind and a way of orienting oneself in the world. To be physically healthy is to embody character traits like honor, courage, discipline, integrity, dedication, virtuosity, and joy." The exercises in the program are not easy, but I discipline myself to do them because I want the results they bring. In today's scripture, Paul talks about disciplining his body and bringing it under subjection. When something is under subjection, that means that something else controls it. In the case of your body, your mind is supposed to control what it does. But too often, we fail to exercise that authority. A vivid example of that is being played out in the media. A well-known athlete cheated on his wife with multiple women. Even though he disciplined his mind to excel in his sport, he failed to discipline his mind to resist temptation. And because of this, his body led him into a situation that hurt his wife, damaged his family, and caused him to lose respect from those who admired him. As Paul said, when you fail to bring your body into subjection, it can make you disqualified. Continuing the previous example, the athlete has been disqualified from some current and future revenue opportunities because of his actions. When it comes to your Christian weight loss goals, you too must be careful to be a person of integrity, which means wholeness. You keep your word to yourself and others, and your actions match your words. I've seen many examples of people who say that being healthy and getting fit is important to them, yet they act in ways that will bring them the exact opposite result. It seriously damages your confidence and esteem when you say one thing and do another. So today, resolve to go to the other side of hard by disciplining your body. It starts with disciplining your mind. You can control your thinking and direct your thoughts to where you want your body to go. As I said in the Take Back Your Temple ebook, the mental work you do to get fit and healthy is much harder than any physical work you will do. But if you keep your eyes on the prize, you will win and stay qualified for the purpose to which God has called you. Be blessed in health, healing, and wholeness.